From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he continues a message called Caleb, part of his series in the book of Joshua. In chapter 14 and in portions of chapter 15, we find the record of a man who was distinguished for his faith in the promises of God. Caleb, of course, was one of the 12 men chosen to spy out the land of Canaan. But only he and Joshua had brought back an encouraging report, whereas the others discouraged the heart of the people, resulting in the 40 years of wilderness wandering and the deaths of all who were 20 years old and upward. At that time, God had given Caleb a promise of inheritance in the land. Now, at 85 years of age, Caleb requested of Joshua permission to possess that inheritance. Caleb lived in total consecration to God. His testimony over 40 years was, "I wholly followed the Lord my God." He was a man who walked after God, living a life of faithful obedience, as well as one who walked for God, an example and a testimony to those around him. Caleb's courage characterized both his youth and his old age. He displayed fearlessness in the face of powerful enemies, and even in the face of his own countrymen. Caleb was a man who had the courage of his convictions, no matter what the opposition. Then we'll learn of Caleb's constancy. Having started out right with God as a young man, he lived a consistent life and had no regrets in his old age. Before Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of this message, please enjoy this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 18. Therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you. God often delays in answering prayer. We have several instances of this in sacred scripture. Jacob did not get the blessing from the angel until near the dawn of day. He had to wrestle all night for it. The poor woman of Syrophoenicia was answered not a word for a long while. Paul besought the Lord thrice that the thorn in the flesh might be taken from him, and he received no assurance that it should be taken away, but instead thereof, a promise that God's grace should be sufficient for him. If thou hast been knocking at the gate of mercy, and hast received no answer, shall I tell thee why the mighty Maker hath not opened the door and let thee in? Our Father has reasons peculiar to himself for thus keeping us waiting. Sometimes it is to show his power and his sovereignty, that men may know that Jehovah has a right to give or to withhold. More frequently, the delay is for our profit. Thou art perhaps kept waiting in order that thy desires may be more fervent. God knows that delay will quicken and increase desire, and that if he keeps thee waiting, thou wilt see thy necessity more clearly, and wilt seek more earnestly, and that thou wilt prize the mercy all the more for its long tarrying. There may also be something wrong in thee which has need to be removed before the joy of the Lord is given. Perhaps thy views of the gospel plan are confused, or thou mayest be placing some little reliance on thyself instead of trusting simply and entirely to the Lord Jesus. Or God makes thee tarry a while, that he may the more fully display the riches of his grace to thee at last. Thy prayers are all filed in heaven, and if not immediately answered, they are certainly not forgotten, but in a little while shall be fulfilled to thy delight and satisfaction. Let not despair make thee silent, but continue instant in earnest supplication.
O thou in whose presence my soul takes delight, on whom in affliction song in the night, my hope, my salvation, my all. Where dost thou, dear Shepherd, resort with thy sheep to feed them in pastures of love? Say, why in the valley of death should I weep? Or alone in this wilderness sorrows they see, and smile at the tears I have shed. Sweet sound of thy voice, restore and defend me, for thou art my all, and in thee
you're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Once again, we're happy to make available to you the quarterly LTBS magazine. The current issue includes a series of articles dealing with three pressing questions. Is the Bible really infallible? Did Christ really die as a substitute? And is hell really everlasting punishment? In addition, this issue contains a missionary focus on the island of Malta, as well as the testimony of a Christian woman who found that God's word brought her true comfort and strength as she dealt with the tragic loss of a beloved brother. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at
ltbs@freepress.org. That's ltbs@freepress.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy this program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. If you are a regular listener to Let the Bible Speak and the programs have been used of the Lord in your life, perhaps you would be interested in how you can have a Free Presbyterian Church in your area. You may express your interest by contacting Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Our toll-free number is 866-877-5827. That's 866-877-5827. To learn more about the Christ-centered, biblically separated ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, please go to our website, www.fpcna.org. We would welcome your inquiries, and you may be assured of a prompt and courteous response.
Told you many a time that one of the biographies I have most enjoyed was the biography of Britain's late Field Marshal Lord Montgomery. Whatever you think about his quirky ways, and he had them, one thing that he came out in that biography, it was alarming. When he was placed in charge of, I think, the Southern Command in England, and then when he was later placed in charge of, by General Eisenhower, of planning the Normandy invasions, he found that the defense of England was in the hands of professional generals who had been to school, but they had never been to war. They had never commanded an army in the field. And when the real professional came in and he looked at their plans and for the first time saw what was being proposed, he could hardly believe it. I think that's so true in the Church of Christ at times. It's so easy for people to sit in a chair and say what they think should be done. But the battles of the Lord are real battles, and there are battles of the Lord that must be fought, and they must be won. Under Joshua, our greater Joshua, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the call for God's people today is to have the courage of their convictions. And not simply to be silent witnesses. I really don't know how you can be a silent witness. I know that you don't always have to be a vocal witness, but your testimony and your stand cannot be silent. To have the courage of conviction, to have our Joshua before us, to follow him and to fight in his train. The battles of the Lord. There are many battles. And can I suggest to you, if I understand this Bible aright, and I believe in this, I do, the greatest battle of this age is the battle with religious apostasy. Let us not be in any doubt about it. This is not hindsight. I am one of those people who don't believe all the euphoric statements that communism is dead. I don't believe it's dead. I wish it were. But when communism was at its height, I stated then and I stated again, the greatest enemy of the Church of Christ is not communism. It is apostasy. When you read the scriptures regarding the end time, you will find that the greatest enemy, look at the 17th chapter of the Revelation, the greatest enemy is the woman riding on the beast, the mother of harlots with all her harlot daughters. That system of religion that takes the name of Jesus Christ but stands against the Christ of the gospel, that repudiates the gospel, that has come up with a doctrine of works instead of grace, that mixes works and grace. We're living today to see apostasy reach into Protestant churches. It used to be that Protestantism could see apostasy in Romanism. Now it can see it right within its own ranks. There is hardly a major Protestant denomination in the world that is either not doctrinally apostate or in full fellowship with those who are doctrinally apostate. The time has come for God's people to stand. The command for God's people in a day of apostasy is, come out of her, my people. The testimony of Christ in a day of apostasy is always a remnant testimony. And if we are going to say we will only go with the crowd, we will only go with the majority, we will only do what's popular, then we will embrace apostasy. Courage, on the other hand, says, I will fight the battles of the Lord after our greater Joshua. God, give us that courage. And then, this again is one of the most beautiful things about Caleb. Caleb asked, give me this mountain. And in so doing, he asked for the most difficult portion in the whole land. There were giants there. There were impregnable defense cities there. But he says, the harder the task, the more difficult the terrain, give me this mountain. That was courage. It's the very same courage as Paul had. Romans 15:20, he says, yea, I have so strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. Writing to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 10:16, he said that his burden was to preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, not to boast in another man's line of things made ready to hand. There is that kind of pioneer spirit that says, give me something great to do for God. If you've read the story of Hudson Taylor and his call to China, you have that same spirit in Taylor. If you've read the story of the great C.T. Studd who went out to Taylor's mission and then went on to India and then went on to Africa after there was no doctor in England who would clear him medically to do any missionary work. If you read the story of a David Livingstone or of a William Carey, if you've read the story of a David Brainerd or a John Wesley or a George Whitefield, what you're reading is the story of other Calebs who look at this terribly difficult task and say, give me this mountain. However hard, however long and arduous, however much work this will take, this is what I want to do for God. I trust you remember a prayer I left before you some months back. I hope that God will burn it into our hearts. Lord, before I die, let me do something great for God. Not great as the world counts great, but great as God counts great. That is courage. A word about Caleb's constancy. Notice what he says. I'm as strong today as I was then. I was 40 years old then. I'm 85 now. I'm as strong now as I was then for war, to go out. And notice his assurance to come back in. There are three wonderful pictures of Caleb's constancy. See him at Kadesh. He was obtaining the promise by faith. Then for 38 years, see him in the wilderness. And he's awaiting the promise by faith. Now see him in Canaan. And he's claiming the promise by faith. That's real constancy. Delay did not erode his faith. Age did not lessen his zeal. I think of the words of the psalmist when he said in Psalm 116... because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. That's constancy. In Psalm 104 and verse 33, the psalmist says, I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise unto my God while I have any being. Here's a man looking at his life and saying, serving Christ is not just for a little time. Giving the Lord my best is not at the beginning or at the end of life. It's throughout life. There is a consistency. There's a constancy. Caleb started out as a young man in the right way. And he never had any reason to regret it. Let me tell you, when you, as a young person, as a young Christian, consecrate your life to the service of Jesus Christ and give Him your all, you'll never have cause to regret it. Never. You look back, you may say, I haven't been all that I ought to have been. I would to God I'd done more for Him. But I'm not sorry that my life has been spent in the service of my God. Caleb started as a young man, and as an old man, he was just as strong.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.